It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Great to be with you. And we're going to focus on the economy for a little while with John Carney, Breitbart News economics and finance editor and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is a daily must-read. John, welcome back. I'm sorry I missed you on the TV. I was kind of under the weather, under the covers. But anyway, did you talk about Chris Waller that night? Well, did we lose him? All right, we'll call him right back. Christopher Waller is a Federal Reserve Board member, very smart guy. I had a lot to do with his appointment when I was working in the Trump administration. President Trump, of course, signed off on it. And Waller's a guy. This is the interesting part. I was trying to get, I'm sure John Carney's got some thoughts on the matter, but Waller is one of the few areas. I won't even continue. John Carney, sing if you're here. Oh, good. Okay. Just wave if you're here. Sing if you're here. I couldn't make the show. I missed a couple of days, and I'm trying to get better now here on radio. But did you talk about Christopher Waller?
We did. There was a fantastic Wall Street Journal article that was written about him, profiling him, and how he had made the right call last year, which was that inflation would be able to come down from where we were at 9%. Without there being a big rise of unemployment and without there being a recession. That was an out-of-consensus call last year. And he is. He's a very smart guy. He is willing to take unconventional stances like that. And I think he is now pretty much the intellectual leader at the Fed and probably a likely candidate to head the Fed once Jerome Powell's term is up.
He was my pick.
We owe you a debt of gratitude, Larry, for putting a very good guy on the Fed.
Well, it was Trump's signed off on it, but I found him through Jim Bullard, who was then running the St. Louis Fed, who highly recommended Christian Waller and, had him in the office, interviewed him, liked him. You had a great interview with Trump. As I said in the article, the Tim Araya's article, I said, in that meeting, Waller was a mensch, and Trump likes mensches. And they were very important because they both held their ground, but they got along very well. Anyway, Trump really liked him.
That's terrific. I think it's very good he's there. One of the things I like about Waller is that he doesn't just stick to one script. He's willing to look at the data and see where it's going. And recently he has said, look, we got inflation down to, a lot, but it is unlikely that this situation where the economy is growing very fast and inflation is falling is going to continue. He said one thing, he gave a speech called Something's Gotta Give.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is gonna give. And right now what looks like it's giving is inflation is rising again. The economy is not slowing down. So the progress we made last year, we're not going to go back to 9% inflation, but it doesn't look like we're going to have the ongoing progress. And if you listen to Waller lately, that's what he's hinting at. He's saying, look, the Fed is this idea that the Fed was going to cut, we were at 6 or 7 times at the beginning of the year. It's down to 3. I think it goes to 0. I don't think the Fed cuts at all this year.
I'm with you.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Larry Summers was wrong.
That's right.
Because Waller, I guess as I understand it, I read his speech, by the way, because you recommended it in your digest. But And then I sort of read the Nick Timiraos article, and it's a lot of scientific jargon in there. But basically, firms cut back on their vacancies rather than their jobs. That seems to be the gist of it. And so Waller seemed to understand that. I actually hadn't thought about that. And then Larry Summers attacked him. You know, Larry's a wonderful person. He attacks anybody he doesn't agree with. But he came around and said, all right, we're in, we're in the seventh inning, or I don't know. The game's not over yet, but so far Waller's ahead. But it is, you think about it, John, we've talked about this. Virtually the entire economics profession, including myself, at the beginning of last year, expected a big slowdown or recession, and it never happened. And it's a, you know, bit of a mystery. So Waller's explanation about cutting back on vacancies rather than actual jobs, I mean, I don't know if that's right, you know, but it could be right.
It definitely seems to match up with what happened. We saw a pretty big, we were at 12 million vacancies at one point, which was unheard of. And so we cut that down, but frankly, that's actually not happening anymore. We got down to a little under 9 million. The most recent January number was 9 million. We'll get another one next week. But we've leveled out. It's plateaued. So we're not reducing vacancies anymore. We're, I mean, judging by the unemployment claims number, we're not reducing jobs. And so the where the disinflation is going to come from, especially with the market still convinced that there's going to be rate cuts, that has sort of revived animal spirits. There is, if you look at things like the you know, high yield spreads, corporate issuance of debt, all of these things are telling you that the economy is going to keep growing. Even the S&P Global Manufacturing PMI survey said actually that February was the best month of growth for the manufacturing sector in over 2 years. So this is, you know, the inflation is in danger of reigniting. The Fed, I think, is going to look at this stuff and say, unless something happens, and, you know, there could be an economic catastrophe that we don't see coming, but unless something happens, there's no need to cut, certainly, right? We're not seeing a giant rise in unemployment, so there's no need to cut, and there may be no ability to cut because inflation is starting to return.
Well, if you look at real GDP growth, so last year's third quarter was 4.9, big number. Then in the fourth quarter, it was 3.2, which is a big number too. Also, and the Atlanta Fed GDP tracker is saying about 3% in the first quarter. So that's a boomlet. That's a boomlet. So why would the Fed ease rates in a boomlet?
That's right. There's no, it doesn't really make sense for them to ease rates. One of the things Waller's most recent speech was called, "What's the Rush?" And he said, look, maybe we'll cut. You know, I do think we'll cut, but there's no rush to cut because the economy is growing very rapidly. Even things like the, you know, issues that we were starting to see. The housing market has bounced back. The manufacturing sector has bounced back. The services sector, if you look at the most recent unemployment, the most recent inflation number, had in January a 7.4% annualized inflation rate in January. That is way too hot. Inflation is really high, and services inflation is the stickiest. Once you know, you can reduce goods inflation by producing more goods. You can produce more humans, but it takes a generation. So you can increase the labor participation rate a little bit. But basically, once you get wage inflation, once you get services inflation, that becomes sticky. It looks like we're there. Inflation is not going to come down a lot, so the Fed can't.
Yeah, core services, ex housing, 0.6. So that's 7% monthly. But it's 4.1 for the 3 months, which is higher than the 12 months. It's going the wrong direction. 12 months, 3.5. You know what? Last point, John. I I don't know if you read Ed Yardeni, who is another person who was not in the recession camp this year. In fact, he didn't predict the soft landing. He said there was no landing, just a good economy. Anyway, he's a terribly bright guy and a nice guy. He's been writing about the strength in corporate profits, which is so underrated as a business model. I mean, Joe Biden hates corporate profits, wants to tax them. Actually, Donald Trump cut their tax rates, so he understood as a businessman. But the point is, I've always said, going back almost 20 years, profits are the mother's milk of stocks and the lifeblood of the economy. You have good profits, you get a good stock market, and if firms are making business, making money in their businesses, you know, they'll hire more and produce more. And so far, profits, I mean, he uses the S&P 500 profits. I don't have just about 30 seconds, but profits are strong, John. They're rising between 5 and 10%.
And they're feeding into incomes, by the way. We saw a huge jump in incomes in the most recent data for and what that showed, what that was from, was dividend income. Because the corporations are making these profits, handing the dividends over. People are then reinvesting that money and using it for consumption. Mm. So you're right. It's the, as you taught us long ago, Larry, profits are the mother's milk of the stock market and the economy.
Yeah.
And that is going to drive the economy even higher.
It's the one model that's worked. You know, M2 hasn't worked. The LAI has leading indicators. The inverted yield curve hasn't worked. Now, to give credit where credit is due, Chris Waller's labor markets worked. But I'm just saying profits have worked. Profits have worked. And until you see them dry up, I'd say the Kudlow Trust, which owns the index, will do very well. So, John Carney, thank you very much on a Saturday. We appreciate it. Folks, all right, I'm Larry Kudlow. I don't know, we had a disconnect there. Did John say goodbye? All right. Hang on, we're going to talk to Andrew Arthur, resident fellow in Law and Policy, Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to talk to him about this border story that I started the show with. Barbed wire or concertina wire and barriers have stopped the immigrants, basically. There's got to be a lesson in that. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.